Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now, the first thing I want you to understand, this is like what, part three now. Please sit. Hallelujah.
Great are you, God. You are greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised.
Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord.
Great to be praised.
Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father,
and God said, let us make man in our image. And he said, this man, let them have dominion. There was no other creature before man that God gave this privilege. The distinguishing factor between the creation called mankind and the cat family, the lions, the herbivorous animals, was not the power of choice. We look at the subject of choice because we are looking at man after the fallen state. Are you here? Come on, are you here? The ability to think and to make rational decisions, take and make rational decisions. Those are not the reason why man is a higher animal. The reason why man is a higher animal is because of the dominion factor. And the moment you get this, you now understand that anyone that belongs to mankind, because the word Adam is not actually a name. The word Adam is not a name. It's like saying cat. Cat is not a name. It's descriptive of a particular type of animal. And there are several animals in the cat family, including those that don't look like cats. Do you understand? Aha. So when the word Adam means mankind, that means a species, a race. It's a creature that looks and acts like God. A creature, something that God made and created to behave and respond like he does. That creature is not God, but is like God because it shares the same basic inherent features with God. So, if any other creature sees mankind, they would call it God. But when mankind sees his maker, he calls his maker God. Are you with me? Hello, are you still here? So, if you don't get this foundation right, you may not realize that you have been living the life that in God's agenda is less than a human. Are you here? Come on, talk to me. Are you here? I said, you may be going to work, earning a salary, but all of that, as far as God is concerned, you are still living just a little above animal life. Because what God said about the difference between man and other creatures was not choice. Actually, the subject of choice was not really outside the context of the will of God. Please hear me. Because there's a feedback I'm getting. Please, I'm one step from doing something very nasty. So somebody needs to do something. Now, where was that? I said the context of choice. When you say choice, you see, in philosophy, you cannot bypass the issue of will and the choice, the ability to make rational decisions, not influenced by external conditions. But for instance, when the Lord put man in the garden and said, name all the animals, God didn't monitor him. So man chose the name that every animal would bear. Did God question his decision? Did God come to change any name he had given to them? Why? Because that authority was bestowed by a direct command from God. The issue of making choices, rational decisions, came after man fell from God's grace. Fell from God's glory. So the only way to survive was to study the environment and then make rational decisions. So you look at a lady and you think, oh, this girl is from a good family, or they don't have a history of mental illness or madness. You are mentally calculating. You are trying to save your children from future harassment. So you are trying to check. While you are getting to know her, you are taking her a date, what you want to know is, what's your family like? Because we need to make a rational decision based on what? Our information, the knowledge we have gained, we have garnered from you. And you too, because you're always truthful. See, do you know that three people in my family ran mad? Do you know my great grandfather? That man, the way he also ran mad, but the way he ran mad. So the guy's like, wow. But I just thank God that I'm in Christ. You are not in Christ. I know they marry again. Listen to me. There are certain things about your life you don't give to people until they have established a certain level of trust. They must prove that they are worthy to hear some kind of things. Some people will have panic attack just by hearing some things. And they will use your great-grandfather's error to judge you. At the end of the day, who will not die? So something must... Well, if somebody dies, even if he has been working in divine health, doctor must write something now that he died from complications or serophratic. They just coin one thing that nobody will bother to ask what he mean, but he's dead. So I need you to grab this, because I am struggling with explaining something that is very deep in my heart. Why people will hear the message of dominion and they cannot respond to it. The gospel of dominion is about the work you are doing in your office. You need to get this thing. Because I'm about to see, oh my God. When God gave Adam this message of dominion, did he talk to him about salary? Hello? Did God talk to him about what he will eat? Now, anything, any gospel that ties you down to appetite and to be controlled by your belly is a very dangerous gospel. That gospel will ultimately rob you of dominion. Now, some of you now, as I'm saying this now, Something in your mind is fighting it. And there are people online now saying he has started again. But let us look at the document of heaven as it is. Because we are trying to, what Jesus died for was this man. Are you still here? That wherever you are, whether you are in the government or private sector or whatever, you go to work to serve. You go to work to contribute your quota to development, community development. Not to determine your wealth. Now, I will come back next week. If I don't fall into the... Can you hear me at the back? Huh? If I don't fall into the temptation, I will come this week. I will come back next week. But let me say this one line. The finished work of Christ can only be assessed by faith in Jesus. Write it down. The finished work of Christ can only be assessed by faith in Christ Jesus. It is enforced by dominion. And enjoyed by service. Now, this is a very strong summary, Pastor Kenny. It's a very strong summary. The kingdom message, the work that Jesus did for us, we can only receive it by faith. We can only enforce it by dominion. But if you want to enjoy it, service. Now, this is where some of us have the missing element, because the devil will give you every reason why you should not serve God, including distance from your home, including your work, including whatever. The moment you fall for that trap, because the dominion of Adam was only enforced as long as he served God in the garden. Are you still here? Come on, are you still here? So don't let the devil cheat you, because you must serve something. You must serve something. There is no vacuum in the spirit. Whatever excuse you think you have, there are people that say, oh, in my office, they say somebody must come on Sunday. The MD of that company is in London with his girlfriend this weekend. There are people that feel that they need to make extra weekend allowance, so they come to work. It's not compulsory. You are a slave of money. I'm not against you getting extra cash. I'm only telling you the real situation of things, because the question of dominion, you cannot address it without talking about money. See, I hear you. Are you feeling me? Aha. So you need to feel me, because this is the year of our covenant establishment, but we will not be established outside dominion, and we will not be established outside spiritual warfare. Because when the scripture says, let them subdue the earth, the word subdue means there will be contention. Are you here? So what is going on in that office is not what is going on. There is a playback spiritually of what your day in the office that day will look like. Devils can mess up with technology. Everything is working well. 8 a.m. you go into the office, or if you work in the bank, go into the vault, bring out your money, and 8:01 something happens to your network. Nobody can explain. When I was in the bank, I learned how to speak in tongues, playing with wires, because I know devils can mess up with wires. I know devils can mess up with IT. They can mess up with your laptop. I saved this file on my desktop. You will look for it. It will not be there. You've been working on a particular Excel in your office for 3 days. And the day, the final 1 hour, you will... Something... What happened? You become confused, but you read IT. The Bible says, and God said, let them have dominion. Let them have. Let them have. But for you to have, you must take. God's outstretched hand is given to you, but you must receive it. If you receive the dominion, but something has not changed in your mindset, you cannot deploy it. What many of you would do, and many of us, what many of us would say, Father, I receive dominion, I receive the power, I say, but nothing changed in your mind. And nothing, the Lord does not permit any deployment that is not consistent with the state of your mind. The word dominion means sovereignty and control. Do you know what it means to be a sovereign? It means to be a king that can make decisions over your territory without conferring with external sources. In that context, is Nigeria is sovereign. Are you with me? You can be a multi-billionaire as a woman, and your husband can be a multi-billionaire, and none of you will feel threatened. There are men that get married to women, and all they are thinking of is how she will transfer the inheritance of that she got from her father's house so that it will now be Mr. and Mrs. That's the only thing on his mind. Oh, you've not heard of it. Huh? Because the lady comes from a privileged family. Say, after all, we are one. We should be doing everything together. We will not do everything together. Have your money, let me have my own. This one is called inheritance. Are you part of our family? It's other people's money that is sweet to spend. Other people's inheritance and sweat. It's easy to use loud. Because it's not your own. Making God decisions under the instruction of God and heaven is what guarantees the strength of the dominion mandate. Jesus said, I do nothing except I've seen him do it. If Jesus said that, then the question is, how many of the things that I am doing are guided by God? Somebody sent me a message during the week. Send me a picture of a lady. Pastor, I've seen my wife in another country. These people reside in another country. I said, oh, congratulations, praise God. But this one looks, from the name, she looks like she's not English. You know, she's not English. She said, yes, she's not English. She's from, she speaks this language. Let's say Spanish. And I asked this person, do you speak Spanish? He said, no, I'm learning. I said, oh, that's good. Then I asked a question. Because you're a minister of God, I said, have you gotten approval from God on this matter? 3 days now, he has not answered. When a believer or a minister does not see the importance of getting approval from headquarters before doing a thing, then we ask ourselves why people are not hearing God in church. The question you'll be, the scripture you'll be quoting is, he that findeth a good wife has found. Who told you you have what it takes to find? You may be finding the devil's first child. Who told you? More so, there are some people that may not need to hear God's voice, but as a pastor, as a minister, there are people I've spoken to, and they said to me, from the first 1 week, not 1 year, the first 1 week of the marriage, I knew I had made a mistake. So why is it that we say we have dominion, we have Zoe, and at the end of the day, there seems to be something within the context of our reality that limits the expression of that dominion? Why is it that when we see one person amongst us that rises out from the midst of us and begins to operate in very strange unctions of the anointing, in both in the business world, and we begin to fight that person? A man of God said something 2 weeks ago, I was sharing with my wife. He said every time he bought a new, whether it's a Porsche or something, very nice car, you know, not Porsche, like, I think it's like a very, very recent Jeep or something. So he stood behind the car and snapped a picture and put it on Facebook. You know what people are going to say? You call yourself a man of God, you are driving the latest Prado. You know that kind of thing. So the man of God said, before you see anything, many of you know me on this Facebook. I do give away. I support the poor. I support widows. And when I do, you people shout, amen, hallelujah. This is the way a pastor should be behaving. He said, but I now bought a good car for myself. And then you will tell me, is this the kind of car a pastor should be driving? He said, if you only define my righteousness by what I do for you, but that I do not deserve to live a good life also, then I deserve to block you. That's what the man of God said. I said, come on, preach, bro. Preach. Yeah. Because people associate being a man of God or being a blessed believer by what you do for others. You can die, but just be doing it for others. Even in your grave, let your money be doing it. Those are low-level mindsets that people confuse with dominion. And if you do not understand this gospel and preaching and liberate yourself, you will be looking for people to help in the name of family and trying to convince yourself that you are doing the right thing. Meanwhile, what you need to do is tell that uncle of yours, this is the last money I'm giving you. Don't call me again. Well, by nature, I'm a very blunt person. Though some of you have not had first-hand experience with my bluntness, but I cover up for it with my sanguine, nature. But if you have been blessed to see that side of me, you may need to ask yourself if you still want to be my friend. So I was reading on Facebook, and another pastor somewhere in Africa, South Africa, had bought a plane. And then somebody said, this money can be used to take care of the poor. Right? Is that not a good logic? But I noticed that for the first time ever, that pastor replied that person. Do you know his response? He said, that phone you are using to type this message, have you given it to the poor? That phone that you are using to type, have you given it to the poor? Because you are typing now. You can type. Why don't you become phoneless? Why don't you start wearing rags? Why don't you take your whole salary every month and give it to the poor and say, I've embraced the cross of Christ? People will sell versions of dominion to you that has no business with God. If when God says, let them have dominion, is it in heaven you will have dominion? Talk to me. Is it in heaven you have dominion? He said, for he has made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelations 5. Where are you going to reign on the earth? You will reign in the business world. Say amen. Amen. You will do well in your marriage. Say amen. Amen. You will do well financially. Say amen. Amen. Because there is something about doing well that makes you an attraction. People with genuine problems come to you, and when you tell them it is Jesus, they can't argue. They can't argue. Say, it's Jesus' money I want to give you. If I give you, give your life to Christ. Say, can I kneel down? I say, yes. I say, you kneel down. In 1970s, the church in Nigeria was not used to a believer that was rich and was born again. So when people like Pastor Adeboye became believers, Christians didn't understand it. Because Christianity was associated with poverty. A day we come in this world, an average person we have is a helicopter. So I will now know whether we will upgrade. The issue is not what you drive or what you ride. The issue is whether you even have a proper concept of what God calls dominion. Because if you get the accurate concept of dominion, you will not need to be laid hands on again for anything to be free. Now, that may sound tough to you, but that's the reality. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. When a man is born again, the Bible says he becomes a new creature. Right? A new creature means he has no past. There is no reference to his former life. Do you have it on the screen? First Peter 1:23. The Bible said, okay, go back to 21. Let me see if I can. Okay, please go back to 23. Go back to 23. The Word of God says that we are born again of what? Not of a corruptible seed. That corruptible seed then means not through the interface or the relationship that comes between a man and a woman. Because we have people today who just want to do this thing, but they are not ready for the result. So you want to chill the big boys, but you don't want to make big boy decisions. And then when she tells you, oh, she's pregnant, you begin to behave like a madman. Why don't you just stay? We know you're a small boy. Trying to grow your beard. Just stay in your level. What you call a man is not beard. It's responsibility. It's responsibility. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of what? The incorruptible. How? Through the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Verse 24. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory thereof is as the flower of grass. The grass will wither, and the flower will fall. Next verse. But the word of God by which we were conceived. That means when I gave my life to Christ, I was introduced to the word of life as I received it and I believed. The Bible says, if because I received it, but the word of God, that is the seed of God that grows in my spirit, does what? It abides forever. And this is the word of good tidings that we preach to you. So when somebody tells you, you are going to die before your time, don't pray, laugh. The moment you laugh, you have dismantled that person. The fright on your face sometimes, let the devil know he has gotten you. That's why people can do 40 days fasting and they are still bound. Because they don't even believe the word of God. That you have something in your spirit that is strong enough to outlive time. You have something strong in your spirit that gives you a cutting edge advantage. People don't believe it. People read it, but they don't believe it. There are people that don't read Peter. They only read Psalms for prayer point. Come on, say, I hear you. This is the key to conquer death. When you nurture this life. Nurture this life. Inside this life is wisdom. Inside this life is dominion power. The power that you express is directly related to the quality of life that is in you. That is why no matter what you do, a lion will never talk like a man. Because the life that he is given restricts that functionality. Now, listen. When the word of God says that you are born by the word of God, which lives and abides forever, it's not a religious statement. Are you here? I say it's not a religious statement. There are people that like to talk high, use high language. They talk about things they don't know about. But the reality of that posture is not there. There's a particular person that I used to see online. He keeps talking about immortality, talk about immortal life, until he started requesting for an immortal laptop. Doesn't make sense, man. This life is the life of God. If it can give you God's life, it can give you everything. You are not getting it. I say, if this word of God can bestow to you the same God quality of life, God didn't step it down with a transformer and give you a lower form. He gave you the exact, this life in your spirit is the same kind of life God has. No step down. Tell your neighbor, no step down. But what makes God different? He is a God of knowledge. He is a God of wisdom. His greatest power is not in the execution of force. His greatest power is in his ability to be still. And that's why he said to us, be still and know that I am God. For I will be exalted in the earth. The ability to be still and not make a decision because you are waiting for the moving of the waters. The ability to stay in one spot until you have heard God. You don't allow your soul to be captured to the point where you can't hear God again. Pastor, I don't know if it's the will of God, but you are going to his house every day. You can't know again. You can't know. Because the guy knows you like music. So he buys guitar. And he begins to sing Christian song. He knows you like Christian song. And he begins to sing. Why don't you draw? And you begin to worship God. You can't hear God again. He has used your emotions to capture you. Yeah. Yeah. The brother may be in the choir. He may be in the choir. You are trying to peruse the brother. But adventure, the Lord may have something else to say. But every time you spend time with him, he was always with his semi-acoustic. And he was, we have come to draw. Then he will point to you. Draw from you again. And he will begin to shed tears. Something is happening here. You know, the last bubble you had, that one, it was prayer and fasting that it will not tear you into pieces. It will not tear you into pieces. It was always prayer. You cannot go there without wearing khaki and wearing jeans. And when this one, once he sees you, let it flow from you to me, the bread of life again. Let your river flow. Let your spirit lead me. From the door. Hey! Let it flow from you to me. The bread of life again. Let your river flow. Femi, are you here? River flow. River flow. Let your river flow. Let your spirit flow. Now, when you have that kind of brother, and before you say Jack Robinson, Elima Hasula Marakati Alala. There's nothing to say again. It's just to come to pastor and say, we have found the brother. Now, forget about the fact that in his family, they are professional boxers. They beat people just for passion. They can beat you for free. Somebody posted on Twitter, can you slap me for 5 million? And one brother responded, he said, I slap people for free. I will slap you from here to Ugeli. I slap you from Lagos to Ugeli free. I don't need money. For free, oh, don't forget about the money. You now add 5 million. I slap for free. Oh, praise God. The dominant mandate is not a religious statement. How are you able to isolate your emotions so that when something is being presented to you, you can see it in its true spiritual nature? Okay, we're having a chat last Sunday, and somebody said, one of our sisters here, she said, before sickness manifests in your bloodstream, before sickness manifests in your body, it first manifests on a cellular level. Please understand that. Hear what I said. Sickness or infections don't show up in your bloodstream until you have experienced it or it has settled down on the cellular level. What that means is that you can go to the lab and test your blood and they will tell you there's nothing wrong with you. Meanwhile, there are other gadgets that can be used to identify what is going on at the cellular level. They will tell you have cough, but you are not coughing. Until 3 days time, you now say, you will think it's the negative confession. No. The machine has seen that thing 4 days. That means that something manifests physically does not mean that was when it came. That reality can be with you. Your freedom can be with you right now. And it may be caged. This is not religious. If you look at this scripture like a religious statement, you will not get it. You will not get it. My desire this year is for all of us to make a corporate entry into dominion, where we dominate every sphere of influence because of who we are. You are dominion. That's who you are. The reason why God calls you his son is because you have something that is peculiar to him that no other creature has. Dominion. So when they begin to push papers and they are trying to play one smart game in your office, leave them. Go into the restroom. There are people that don't even believe their own tongues. Their own tongues. They don't believe it. They question it. Meanwhile, they speak in tongues like French people. But me, I only have one tongue I'm speaking. Ka, 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 ka. But you believe my own, but you don't believe your own. I am a monosyllable speaker. Why you are a what? Disyllable. But yet, you don't even believe your own tongue. It starts with faith. To enter into dominion, it starts with faith. Let me round up. The nature of dominion is such that unless I open my mouth and I speak, it doesn't manifest. The nature of dominion is such that unless I open my mouth and talk, that thing doesn't manifest. And that was why the first assignment that God gave Adam was to name. Because whatever you name, you control. The doctor calls it secondary barrenness. Tell yourself it's twins. The doctor tells you, we don't know what is wrong with you. Let's just wait. We'll give you drugs. Tell yourself, I'm already pregnant. Now, it's not, you know, Yoruba people have a problem with positive confession. So if you grew up in this part of the world, you may confuse words of faith with positive confession. I'm not talking about think and grow rich. I'm saying you utter certain words based on your persuasion of what God's word says. Because God's word operates at the cellular level. What the enemy operates on is what is visible. Come on, say I hear you. God refers to you based on what he has already settled. Whether you are experiencing it or not, that is his verdict. It is in your cells. It is in your DNA. It has been configured there. You may not be experiencing it. It does not negate that reality. That a man that understands Genesis 1:26 will prosper anywhere. If you don't, even if they carry you from Lagos, move you to Chevron, you will not make it. Because you will confuse wealth with money. You know, I'm talking now. Some of you are not even writing. And it makes it very easy for me to understand why there's little understanding. It's not rocket science. It is what it is. Huh? There are some of our lecturers in those days. We know that they don't repeat themselves. So you come early and sit in front. How many of you have been to that kind of class? 4 a.m., 5 a.m. People are struggling to go and get front seat because the microphone will not work. There will be no light and the man will not stop talking. And that alone is terrible. Having to read it on your own is worse. So this year, when you come to me with a problem, I will not answer you. I'll be using questions to answer you. Before you come to me and say there's something, I'll say, have you listened to that message? Go and listen. Somebody called me and said, I want you to be my father in the Lord and mentor me. I said, okay. Go to the church website, download 20 of my messages, listen to everything, write the notes, send it to me. I've not heard from him. See, See, most of us say we want to grow, but we don't understand what we're asking for. So now, will we compel you to grow? The days of looking for a son in the Lord. No, those days are over. We are training now. When you come to the gym, come ready. Don't come looking like a slave queen. Once I put you on the treadmill, I'll put it on the fastest. Yes. And begin to beg. If you come and say, Pastor, a crocodile was chasing me. Oh yeah, 14 days. Where I start? That's the only way people will learn. So me, I should be sweating and shouting fire. Go, you do 14. Call me on the 14th day. I'm telling you. You know what I realize? That if you don't understand where I am operating from, if I lay hand on you 10 times, it will not work. Because we are operating at the cellular level. And you need to get this thing. Jesus walked in the midst of men. He could not change everybody's life. Jesus walked in the midst of men. Yet, he could not change everybody's life. Meanwhile, there was a woman that had only one encounter. She just touched the hem of his garment and got what she wanted. The question is, what was the body language and posture of that woman? That even without Jesus' permission, the power flowed. Religion is your greatest enemy, and you need to hear me. How can you be a believer for 5 years? You can't hear God, or you are confused, and you are proud to say it. Say, something told me. What? Because the voice of God is not far, the authority of heaven over your life is not far from where his voice is. You know, I told you this is not rocket science. I said the authority vested in a man is never far away from what God has said. There are people that have never heard anything significant about their own life directly from God. It's easy for me to be saying, okay, all of you just be calling, but I'm not helping you. Sometimes when we come online to pray and, oh my God, my time is up. I'll continue this message later. Maybe some of you online on Friday, you notice the prayer meeting was somehow. So you don't plan for it. As at 1 second to the time we went online, there was no plan that was the way the prayer meeting was going to be. The moment we finished, I spoke about vacant seats in the UK. The moment we finished, I put on my laptop, see the first news coming from the UK. London chief resigns. The moment we shared the grace, close. I just put on channel television. 7:09. I just saw it scrolling. London chief police, like IGP, Inspector General, resigns. They say all this policy that we can't trace. Stay there. You may not know what you carry. What you have can change nations. You may not know what you carry, because the way the gift of God works comes by first of all acknowledging that you have it. You must acknowledge the gift of God in you. If not, you will not see that dominion. That I have something nations are looking for. They may not hear my voice now because my fathers are still alive. But when my fathers go, they will hear my voice. It is rudeness for me to be talking when my fathers are there. But when they go, they will know there's a prophet in this land. So we are preparing. So when the devil tries to sell that lie to you, that trying to work against your complex and make you feel inferior, just know it is your gift he's targeting. The devil doesn't really care about how you feel. He's targeting your gift because he knows that as long as you are not confident of yourself, your gift will never materialize. The dominion mandate, this message of dominion, is what Jesus came to restore. And when he rose from the grave in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. So you cannot preach this gospel without power. Come on, say amen. Amen. There are some things that need wisdom. There are things that need power. Let us settle. Let's share ideas. Let's not fight. No, let's fight. Apostle Babalola, my great, great, great father in the Lord, went to a village and he called all the witches. If you know you're a witch, not that you are imagining, you are sure. You go for a meeting and you come back. Because many of our people that speak in tongues like French people, they cannot face one witch. You congregate yourself in a place where there's no threat. If you believe that you're anointing and that you're scintillating tongues, let's go to Karen Amoda. Let's go to the riverine areas. If you know, you just pack yourself. You pack yourself in the stop. Let's go to one village in Bayelsa. Or where is that riverine area? Is it Bayelsa? Where they have no water, where they have no light, they will decide your case. Let's go. You just pack yourself legal in the eternal life. Which eternal life? Eternal life reveals itself in dominion. Don't know anything, just cramming words and playing on people's intelligence. Meanwhile, people are making mistakes. People cannot keep a job. People are not dominating. People are struggling with the same things some believers are struggling with. Say, I have eternal life. If I flog. If you have it, test it. Why is it that we are confident? Because in the secret place, we tested it. We tested it, then we became sure. Okay, it's working. People just want to hear a few good messages. God forbid, but this year, no. He called all the witches. You are sure you're a witch. No, not that you are they are pressing you. You are sure you're a witch. Come. He said they should call fire down. Call fire to consume me. Carry seat, a bench, sat down. All those Chinese things. All those dragon ball, fireball. When the witches from my village, they tried. They did everything. He said, you people should try, because if you don't call this, I will call my own fire. They started. We passed. Oh yeah, let's join forces. It's where two or three are gathered. They joined forces. The idol that's supposed to bring the fire saw that it was Ayo Babala. He ran away. Said, these people, they want to put me in trouble. So he said, okay, you have tried. Your charm, maybe it's not one leaf, one vegetable is not complete. That's why it is. He now pointed to the tree where they hold their meetings. Say, if I'm a man of God, left liquid fire. Go and check this story online. Fire fell down, consumed that place. Revival started. We are not asking for power, for self-aggrandizement. We cannot advance the kingdom without power. There are people that cannot live in any area close to the water because they believe mommy water is... But Oyinbo man will go and buy a glass house beside the beach and we wake up with God. Poverty is a terrible thing, you know. Poverty can keep you depressed and oppressed. Oyinbo man wake up, pull the curtains, you just see the... You know, say, this is how I woke up this morning. Say, yeah, all these people. Yeah, you better ask him why he's doing it. We cannot advance the gospel without power. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost, this is what it means to come upon. It takes control first of your mindset, of your mental faculty. It comes upon you. This faculty here is where your thinking process is. It lays a hold on this place. Anybody that controls your head can move you in any direction. You are asking me why there's no power. Who controls your soul? Who controls your thought realm? You shall receive power. People don't even have scriptures to explain why people are dying prematurely. They have scriptures to back it up. Because there's no power. But we are in the days of power. I said we are now in the days of power. I said we are now in the days of power. Oh, you are now in the day of his power. God didn't give man dominion, but there was a reason why he did. It was not in isolation, because there was already a devil on the earth. There were already demon spirits on earth. And God needed to recover and control the ungoverned spaces. So it was not just, it was not a feel-good thing. It was a deliberate strategy by heaven to secure this space. Because man was not safe. Anything God created was not safe. Except there was somebody to execute divine justice. Say, let them be like us. Let them look like us. And let them have something others don't have. Angels don't have dominion. Angels don't have dominion. Ah, but he gave it to us. Hallelujah. Come on, declare I have dominion. Declare I have dominion. And I'm walking in it. And I'm walking in it. And I'm going to take my life back. I'm going to take my job back. I'm going to take my marriage back. I'm going to take my children back. I'm going to take every aspect of my life back. I'm going to take every system that God has committed into my life. I'm going to take it back because I have dominion. I have dominion. You have to behold the word of life till it becomes strongly impressed in your spirit. And there is no other posture you can maintain, because that is the only thing you are seeing. Come on, say, I believe. Pray in tongues for 1 minute.